Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
I was out and about this week sampling paddle tennis live at Druid Paddle in Kimmage with co-founder Adele Clark. Now I'm on the road again this week. This time I'm at Druid Paddle in Kimmage. If you haven't heard of paddle, it's a racket sport whose popularity has actually exploded in the past few years. You can hear the balls and the bats batting away in the background. I'm delighted that Adele Clark, who co-founded and runs this company, is here to talk me through both the game and paddle, the game of paddle and indeed her business. How are you, Adele?
I'm great, great. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming here today. Just you mentioned they're bats. They're actually called rackets.
There's my first screw up, okay.
just a bit of clarity straight away. So for those of you that aren't familiar with paddle, paddle is the fastest growing sport in the world. So there's about 150 million people playing paddle now. Yeah. And across the globe, it's huge, absolutely huge.
Where did its popularity actually stem from?
Well, it stemmed originally from Mexico, but moved then through to Spain and Portugal. So it's the second biggest sport in Spain after soccer, and the same in Portugal. Number one in Sweden. So I think number one in the UAE as well. So it's growing substantially across the world. Loads of reasons for that, Bobby, mainly because it's a very social sport. You can see here, we're here at Druid Paddle in Kimmage. It's played as a doubles format. Now, you can play it singles, but that's rarely done. So there's always four people on the court. It's a small court. It's 10 by 20, yeah. And you're very close to your opponents. Same scoring system as tennis, but you can use the ball off the back wall.
Yeah, so, I see them there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Once it bounces, hits off the back wall, you can play the ball directly from the wall.
So would I be right in saying then if I was maybe on the way down in tennis rather than on the way up, in that I maybe didn't want to run as much, or the court is smaller? Is it something that tennis players kind of maybe naturally gravitate to?
Well, I think it kind of complements tennis, let's say. You know, again, it's, you know, in tennis, it takes about 3 years to get good at tennis. And as you know, I'm a professional tennis coach, so tennis is a very technical sport. Paddle is not. It takes about 6 weeks to get good at paddle. Yeah, that's all. Yeah. So that's why people have taken to it so much. Yeah. And it's a mixed sport. And for every age, from, you know, smallies the whole way up, any age can play.
And Adele, was it easy for you to make the transition from tennis to paddle? Like, your whole career, your coaching, your relationship with the Rafa Nadal Academy, all that stuff, was, I know you haven't walked away from it, but you seem to have thrown your arms around this sport.
Yeah, well, look, my journey began with Rafa 8 years ago, and a completely random journey, and it's been amazing. It's been a fantastic experience, but that's where I was first introduced to paddle. And I keep saying I've turned to the dark side now, because it's kind of an in-house joke, but no, my transition was very easy, very simple, because everybody was playing it at the academy, all the staff, you know. So no bother transitioning, yeah.
So tell me how the business works then. I know we're adjacent to a Ben Dunn gym here in Kimmage. Does that make him the landlord?
Yes, it certainly does. Yeah. We have a very good relationship with BD Gyms. Yeah. Not only at this venue, but we've also signed other venues as well, which is great because we already have a captive audience, you know, within the gym sector. But gyms are kind of lonely places. People go there on their own generally. And, you know, paddle is such a social sport. So we're able to offer something when, you know, you're finished doing your gym session. You can come out, have a coffee, play paddle, you know, really, really social setup. But yeah, we have different, so we have three locations in Dublin currently. One is at Sports Co in Ringsend.
The old ESB?
Yes, yeah. We started there with two outdoor courts. We're hoping to develop that even more. We're super busy there. Then our next location was at Coolmine Rugby Football Club in Ashtown, Dublin 15. We have four outdoor courts, which we're just about to cover and open a clubhouse there as well. And this is our third location. And we have three more locations that we'll be opening by the end of this year as well.
Great.
Yeah.
And in terms of the infrastructure here, we're looking at four courts here. Two courts?
Three.
The three courts that we're looking at. What sort of cost is the capital cost when you're looking at?
Well, there's two sides to our business. We do a turnkey solution for people that just want to put in paddle courts. We work with premium brands. Paddle Gallus are the courts that you're looking at here. They'd be the number one court providers in the world. So these,
they look great.
Yeah, they're fantastic competition courts. Really, really good.
But the fact that it's an aluminium frame based on with a canvas roof means that it can go up relatively quickly, I'd suggest.
Well, the frame is different. That's from a different company. This one here is from Piranha Paddle, which are a Spanish operator as well. You know, the capex involved in this project is huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. Like, we get people, Bobby, saying, oh, I'm going to open a paddle, you know, club, and I'm going to do this and that. But when they see what's involved and the amount of money that's involved, you don't really hear from them again.
Yeah, no, I get that. Absolutely, I get that. And in terms of then making the business pay, is it membership based then after that? Or are people paying on a cash basis?
No, we do pay and play. So we're very community focused, community based. So we don't want that kind of middle class membership set up. We are, you know, our whole ethos is community.
So turn up and play.
Turn up and play, yeah.
Cash on demand.
Cash on demand, yes. Now, we do offer, so at all of our clubs, we offer 6 weeks free taster sessions for somebody that comes along. So we do try to make things different. Like, we see ourselves different to other clubs. Obviously, we have premium brands like Paddle Gallus. We're involved with Babalat, obviously the Rafa Nadal Academy. You know, our coaches just coach with us. They don't coach anywhere else.
Well, it might be time then to have a go, as they say. I came togged out in my gear, so will we give it a lash?
Absolutely.
All right, stand by, folks. Now we're togged out and we're ready to go. Hello, how are you? What's your name?
I'm Lucas.
Lucas, how are you? You're my partner, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Make sure I don't mess up here now, all right? Now the balls.
Yes.
That wasn't great. Oh, it's out because it hit the wall first. There we go. All right, that'll do us. Thanks, guys. I don't think I'll be invited back here, but anyway, it was a bit of fun. Thanks, Adele, and thanks again.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.